You are listening to a Bible talk recorded at the 2012 Western Christadelphian Bible School at Manuka. This is an evening lecture given by Brother Darren Guy titled, Preaching Through the Life of Joseph.
Anyway, no, I didn't know, I mean, other than, as I say, literally, because I'm from another part of the globe, why on earth would you ask me to speak on preaching? And I've listened to many brothers and sisters, especially in recent years, talking about preaching. And I always wish that I'd been involved in more preaching. It would be nice once in a while for somebody else to organise a load of events, and I'll go and do it. So, yeah, I'm one of those people, if you'd ask me to do something, I'll do it. But I haven't organised much myself. I've spoken at all sorts of different preaching events that particularly other ecclesias have invited me to. That's fine. Anyway, we came at Halifax. I'm from Halifax Balmoral Place Ecclesia in Yorkshire, England. And we a few years ago, two of us in particular, we decided that we needed to start thinking about preaching. And the preaching secretary organised on a number of evenings over a period of a year or two sort of get-togethers and ideas as to what we could do. And all sorts of different ideas were brought up. Some have been used, some have been not been used, etc. The norm for preaching through Halifax meeting, I don't think we're a particularly good preaching ecclesia, I don't think we're a particularly bad preaching ecclesia, we're just a normal, conservative with a small c, English ecclesia, that don't like to ruffle any feathers within the ecclesia or out in the world either, because it's difficult. Now, I've always had the impression that Americans are more confident than English, and therefore you have no difficulty going out preaching the gospel to everybody in the streets of Portland, of Oregon, of Newport, of California, of New Jersey. You just do it, don't you? Well, the problem is, it seemed to a couple of us, it's how you do it. And different messages are suitable for different people. And as a body, we've tried in Yorkshire, in Halifax, in England, we've always tried to do the same thing. We've organised special lectures. So you hire the local town hall or the library or whatever, a separate venue ideally to your own meeting room, because it's easier for, not easier, but people are more comfortable to come to it, hopefully. And you organise a series of three or four talks, and we've done that. And over the years, people have said less and less people are coming. So then the Learn to Read the Bible Effectively seminar was started, I guess about 15 years ago. And that went well. We got quite a number of people turning up at that for the first two or three occasions. And then it gradually dwindled. And then we tried other seminars, and that's gradually dwindled. And brethren are saying, is this really working? That's all a matter of opinion, and we can all imagine what the debate is there. So, anyway, we started to think about different ways of preaching. And somebody, I've no idea who, but in the suggestion box for these preaching discussion evenings, somebody had put, it might have even been me, I don't know, but somebody put, why don't we do a singing event? Now, have you heard, I was asked the question before I came over here, have you heard of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat? I thought you would have, but I don't think it's as well known over here as it is in England, but I might be wrong there. From what I've seen on the internet, it's been performed in Chicago in relatively recent times and things like that, but it's been performed more or less non-stop in England for however long it's been going, 20-odd, 30 years. The Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat was originally written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, the musical man, and Tim Rice, the wordsmith, at college or university. They wrote it as young people, and they didn't write it for a West End show or a London show. That wasn't even in the minds. They wrote it to be performed in schools for children to perform. In other words, one would assume, by definition, the music should be easier to sing than, for example, Les Miserables. I'd like to see Halifax try Les Miserables. Or, for that matter, Jesus Christ Superstar, which I wouldn't go anywhere near doing it, but that's another issue. Anyway, we decided to have a look at whether or not we should do Joseph. And a brother and I, Jeremy Kirby, and myself, we went to the Ecclesia on one particular evening after discussing a lot of things, and we said, Jeremy came up with this idea, something he'd spotted his daughters having to do at school, his little girls. The teachers came up with an idea at school, and all the kids had to do was either that or that. So we said to the Ecclesia, those who turned up, our Ecclesia is about in the 70s. We've got this idea about performing Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with interspersed with words from somebody, but not every one of the songs. For obvious reasons, if you read the words to some of the songs, because I don't know if you've ever thought this, but there's not one angel in heaven, okay, looking over Joseph. Joseph is not the angel that's gone to heaven, because that's one of the songs that we weren't going to sing. So I asked the question, as an Ecclesia, would you be willing to consider performing Joseph and his amazing technique? And all we want is that or that. I said, I'm not bothered. If it's that, don't worry. I won't be offended. We want to know if it's that or that. Guess what we got? Well, we got about 80%, 90% that. And the other three or four didn't even put their hand up. I said, come on. If it's that, tell us. If it's that, tell us. You know, it's not Gladiator. Just tell us. And people are afraid. People are afraid of trying anything new. More so, I think, in our country maybe than other countries, but that's just the way it is. Anyway, from that, on that evening, a number of questions. Well, can we perform it? Have we got the talent? How long will it take? You need a lot of rehearsals for that. We've got people in our Ecclesia who are regular singers in semi-professional choirs. And they're thinking, you've no idea what this is all about. You've no idea how difficult it is to perform. We said, well, we've thought it all through. Well, who's going to do this? Well, we've got people in mind. Anyway, what we ended up doing was getting together. Two of us mainly. We organised some groups in sectors to discuss various bits and bobs. But what they didn't know was, Jeremy and I, behind the scenes, were manipulating it to do it how we wanted to do it. All right? So we wanted to preach an event, and we wanted, for a change, to organise an event that would be actually prepared to say to our literally next-door neighbour, do you fancy coming to a show? Instead of, do you want to come to a talk at the library in Halifax about why there's no devil? Now, I don't know why you find that funny, but... do you know, I was once speaking at an Ecclesia in England, and thankfully I've forgotten which one it was, but it was announced just after I'd given my lecture there, that the lecture for the following week is The Harlot and the Red Beast. I thought, that's really going to pull them in her... So we wanted to do something that... Put your hand up if you're ever embarrassed about any form of preaching that we as Christadelphians do. And to be fair, that's because we're amateurs doing our best. You know? My brother is an international designer. He comes to Canada and America and the Far East doing all sorts of stuff for big companies. And a number of years ago, the ALS, the Auxiliary Lecturing Society in England, Christadelphians, decided to organise a van for taking around the country so he could open up this van and advertise all sorts of stuff. And my brother offered his services for free. Instead, some brother knew a man who could do it for them. And they paid £120,000, which in your money is about $180,000. And my brother's view was, Darren, it looks like a glorified chip van. And a year later, it failed its MOT. MOT, Ministry of Transport, if you don't get an MOT, you can't get it on the road. It's what you call a red herring or a white elephant. We're amateurish. So let's try and be more professional. Let's try and put our best foot forward. Let's try and smile when we're trying to talk about the Word of God. Now, in the back of my mind, one of the worries that I had, as you can see from this is a picture, the few pictures I've got are from the evening. One of the worries that I had, I don't wish to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but in all honesty, I was worried behind the scene that I didn't want it to be style over substance. That if there was no substance, I didn't want to be involved. If it was just a song and a performance of Joseph and, hey, how wasn't that lovely, it's not really my cup of tea. So it was agreed that we'd have me doing talks interspersed with songs, or rather songs interspersed with the occasional talks. And Jeremy put his foot down and said, we've got to be strict with you, because I can speak for a long time. We've got to be strict with you, and you're going to have a maximum 5 minutes of time. And I said, well, we'll work on that on the timing. Everything had to be timed absolutely to the minute. I knew how long I had in between each section. And I might say, for example, when Joseph, for example, reveals himself to his brothers, don't give me that much time on that section. I want a bit more. Take it off that bit. I want to really labour the point. So we made sure when we were giving the message, whatever we were going to do, we were preaching the gospel, but we were singing songs and we were having some fun, using the various talents of Halifax and some talents of neighbouring ecclesias. So the presentation was based on Joseph and the life of Joseph, as opposed to just the performance of the songs, from Andrew Lloyd Webber, interspersed with words. Jeremy's written that for me, a fun presentation with a hard message. And it was. We didn't duck any issues. I wanted them to know that if you want to be associated with Joseph, you've got to do something about it. But with a smile on your face. That's a picture of the audience looking up. Anybody you see, more or less, in a red polo neck t-shirt is a Christadelphian, probably from Halifax Ecclesia. Okay. We also wanted, in doing the event, not only to preach the gospel, but to get as many people involved as possible. We number 70-something in our ecclesia of varying ages. I'm still one of the younger ones, unfortunately. But we wanted to get as many people in whatever ways, but not everybody can sing the lead role in as Joseph. We have a young sister in our, we had a young sister in our ecclesia who has sung professionally. She could, lovely voice, and she sung with Simon Rattle, if you've heard of Simon Rattle's orchestra. We wanted to create a buzz, as you can see at the bottom, within the ecclesia. Let everybody feel they've done something. And we deliberately worked on the roles that it's very easy with an ecclesial life to let one people do 10 jobs because he's the best at it. Instead, let's find out who is the best at it, but still spread it out. So we created as many jobs as possible. First, you've got to have the singers for a start. We worried about that. You've got to have the talent, which is why towards the end we did start to ask one or two from other ecclesias, please, can you help? We know you're interested. So we created a project team and various project teams within that, work streams, and a musical leader, a musical director. Brother Bob Bainham from our ecclesia did this. I wasn't there, but he did this about 20 years ago at the Bradford Ecclesia. And that was really, if tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that was for just Christadelphian consumption, was it? It wasn't a preaching event. It was for fun for Christadelphians to get involved and do it. And Bob is a brilliant man. He's a psychologist by trade. You'd be embarrassed to listen to me saying anything positive about him, but he is a lovely man and the most intelligent man I have ever met, because he never shows it. And you want to try dealing with a choir who think they know it or admit they know none of it, a top psychologist is ideal to be a choir leader. Okay? And we had, it was a 12 months planning for this. We were desperately trying to make it something that is not amateurish. Because if it's amateurish, it'll fall flat on its face. People will think, well, that wasn't much good. What's the point? If it sounds rubbish, then it's a waste of time. And we did create it. We got the buzz within the ecclesia. We had, look at that hall. It's a hall that's about, I'm guessing, David, if you might correct me, but I think the hall's about 350 years old. About that. Burnt down about 20, 30 years ago and has been rebuilt with local council money. It's an old converted chapel. You notice at the back, it's a quaint way of doing it. It's open brick with some plaster that's left on there. The roof space, which you can't see from there, is completely open. It's a big hall and it's used for sort of low-key semi-professional performances. It's a beautiful hall, and it seats 240. And we wanted an event where we knew full well, as soon as we got near to the event, all the brethren and sisters from all the local ecclesias, and that will number, I don't know, 500 or 600, I suppose. No, maybe not that many, but a lot of brethren and sisters. We knew they'd all want to come, and you're not welcome to come. We had to be hard. This isn't for you. This isn't for Halifax Ecclesia. This is to preach the gospel. So out of the 240, 160 were visitors. Absolute visitors. Well, I say absolute visitors. There were some visitors that were better than completely fresh. Some of the visitors were ex-Christadelphians who haven't set foot anywhere near a Christadelphian hall for 20, 30 years. When we arrived on the day, and I have to say, I've done lots of stuff publicly, as some of the others have as well, but I have never been as nervous in all my life. I was absolutely petrified because it might go wrong, and I was the link man. But when we arrived there, the choir were practicing, and they were a bit edgy, as they are, but they were enjoying themselves, and Bob was warming them up and loosening them up and whatever. What the head security lady, she said to me and Jeremy, she came up to me, she said, "Are you Christadelphians?" I said, "Yeah." "Really?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, you seem a bit..." "Well, what do you mean?" "Well, you're normally a bit..." I said, "Go on. Is the word you're trying to find stuffy?" "Yeah, that's the word." She went to a Christadelphian Sunday school 50 years ago. And it's the first contact, as far as I know, the first contact she'd had with Christadelphia. She couldn't believe it. There are about 12 members of staff of theirs which need to be added on to the visitors. And then there's the members who are in the choir, but it's the 160 that matters. And the response from visitors was absolutely overwhelming. And it was a brilliant performance. It sounds better. It sounded better alive than it actually does on the DVD, which we have. Everything sounds better live than it does on the DVD, because the recording equipment wasn't particularly professional, but everybody really pulled the stops out. Now, one of the things I've not said about the performance, in the songs of Joseph and his technical dream coat, you've got a narrator, which was Lindsay, who's got the brilliant, beautiful voice. You've got Joseph, who is Andrew from another local ecclesia, who's 6'5". He's on the board of directors of an international company, and he's younger than I am. He's a lovely gentleman. In the rehearsals about 6 weeks beforehand, he nipped out of one of the rehearsals because he had a cough. Well, he didn't, actually. He made out as though he had a cough. He was found in the kitchen on the floor having a panic attack. The pressure that we put ourselves under was absolutely immense, and he knew it. He was trying to... It wasn't even his ecclesia. And I said, "Andrew, if you want to drop out, and we don't want you to, we can let you do that. This is for the role of Joseph." "No, no, 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 I'm committed, I'm doing it." He was spot on the night, and his natural, ebullient self came out as part of his performance and his humour with the audience. One of the best things that happened with the audience, which was purely accidentally, if there's ever such a thing, is one of the visitors that was brought was a Down syndrome child. He lightened the atmosphere, because he was stood up in the aisle, or stood up in his seat, clapping his hands as we started, all the way through. And that, I've got to tell you one little story. I'm not going to do this sort of thing, but I've never done anything like that before. We thought it all through about lighting and everything, and the music comes on in the background, and then I come on, and it's all pitch black. And then suddenly the spotlight's on me. So I have 240 people banked up in front of me, and the spotlights are all on me, and I could see no one. Never felt that before. I could only see the silhouette of one person, which just happened to be my mother-in-law. Honestly. Scary. That gave me great comfort, I have to say. But... And I thought it was going to go all wrong from the beginning, because I was dead nervous. I mean, but I had this little lectern with my notes on, and thankfully Jeremy had copied it onto his iPad, because I never thought that when I went to sat at the side to read my notes for the next bit, I wouldn't be able to see a thing. It was pitch black other than in the spotlight. So when I'd said my bit and introduced to the choir, I then walk off like this, and the lights are off me, and I'm suddenly thinking, where on earth am I going? Hey, it was, I could not see a thing. I was like a blind man looking for a chair. Anyway, it went well. But the important thing about this, I've got to say, by the way, we've not had any baptisms following this. But we've grown as an ecclesia. And we need to do more. We followed it up with all sorts of things. I said to Jeremy only about 3 or 4 weeks before we did it, I said, Jeremy, I'm not happy with this. We're going to all of this trouble of 12 months and spending about £2,300, I think we spent in total. What's that? $3,500. A lot of money. A lot of money for people in Yorkshire. Yeah? 160 visitors? The argument didn't really... There was no argument. All right? We normally spend, until very recently, £150 a week on an advert in a paper that nobody in the last 35 years has ever responded to. Because nobody reads newspapers anymore. But so we wanted to follow it up, and we did some various talks, and we provided some insert literature. Just these are the things that went on. Joseph, getting to know the man and his impact. I can't remember if I did one or two talks. I did one. Then following that, how the Bible has changed the world, Brother Roger Eglund, if any of you know him, from our ecclesia. Then we had a Joseph sing-along. We invited everybody that was there and others who couldn't make it. One of my clients went to it, to a Joseph sing-along where they could be part of the choir. Yeah? I can't remember how many people turned up for that. We got 30, 40. It went really well anyway. We then also, shortly after that, we happened to have a normal lecture by a normal brother, if you know what I mean, who happened to be up from the south of England. He is in his mid-70s, and in his mind, his words, he's failing now, but he's not from our perspective. He came up from Watford. As it happened, he was speaking on a Saturday at a special meeting, a Bible class gathering, we would call it. And he used to advise the government on genetics. He worked for... one of the main London universities, and he was the top man in genetics. He was the person who said to Tony Blair, when Tony Blair was in power, why are you teaching evolution in schools when you know we can prove from the helix of the DNA that man has only existed since 4000 BC and evolution cannot possibly exist? Because, you know, anyway, if you want to listen to his talk, it's on our website. How's this for a lecture title? Put your hand up, brethren, if you'd like to speak on this subject. Conkers, oranges, Y chromosomes, and the return of the Jews to the land. They're all interconnected. They are all interconnected. It's absolutely awesome. By an intellectual, a great intellectual, I was in tears at the end of that talk. You don't need to know our website. Type in Halifax Christadelphians. Find our website. You can work out what the password is from the Christadelphian hymn book. It's salvation. Listen to it. Anyway, these are all things that we did. And then we had a Christmas service. And we didn't... One of our favourite brethren in our ecclesia does our publicity. He's a typical Christadelphian, a good man. We love him to bits. He's the most well-known brother in our ecclesia. But when literature is produced, it's always the same and it's as cheap as possible, you know, through a photocopier. This was the literature that we had produced. We got a brother, a young lad... working in the industry of printing and design and all that sort of stuff, designing some literature for us, and all sorts of associates. Look at that. Can you see that, folks? It is stunning. And we created a theme from it. And thankfully, I found it somewhere. The spelling is generally correct. Generally, not always, but generally. Especially, you know, the U's are there when they should be. It's not used an American spell check or anything. You've got to put your best foot forward. If you want to copy this and you use it in America, you've made a mistake. You've not worked out what your audience is. Your audience aren't in Halifax, England. Okay. So, any questions? Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for that. I'll move over there. Just get out of the light a bit. With any of these things, Christadelphians are brilliant at disagreeing with each other. It's something that we're better than any other community that the earth has ever seen. As soon as you mention the word Christmas, I don't know if it's the same over here, but it's not always acceptable to everybody. But it's been fine in our ecclesia, because it's been discussed as to what you're trying to do. Jesus wasn't born, I don't know if you knew this, forgive me, he wasn't born on the 25th of December. Sorry, there's some children at the back, and I won't say any more than that. But what I'm saying is, you've got to be truthful. And what we do for our Christmas event, I don't know what you call it, pageant is an Americanism really, isn't it? It's an American word. We just call it a Christmas service, is it? What we do, which works really well, is we have an orchestra. If ever you've spoken at one or two ecclesias in England, Maidenhead, Old Trafford, Birmingham, King's Norton, they don't have just a sister or brother playing the organ or the piano doing his best. They have an orchestra. But who do the visiting public want to see in the orchestra? Kids. That's what brings it. What I forgot to say is in the Joseph thing, I don't know if you saw it, we got little kids to sing in it for the R factor. Jeremy pointed out to me, I was no longer the R factor. You know? Do you know what I mean by the R factor? Ah, look at them. So for the Christmas service, we have an orchestra, and they play all sorts of hymns and carols and stuff, and the kids are involved. And many, especially in previous years, many of the kids that go to our Sunday school, their parents are not Christadelphians. They want to come and listen to their kid, their child, little Johnny, little Annabelle or whatever, playing the violin, however well or badly, it doesn't matter. So we invite the parents of the Sunday school people to come along, and now every year that's heaving, because the families from other local ecclesias, the people who've got Christadelphian children from other local ecclesias, they want to bring their children as well, and some of them come to it because they play the trombone or whatever it might be. Yeah. So, sorry, I thought I was about to hear a question then. I don't think we're particularly brilliant at this. But it was brilliant. It really was brilliant. It was moving. One of the things that was particularly moving and very sad, and I mentioned it, and I deliberately didn't mention it on the evening until right at the end, is that one of our choir members died shortly before the evening. I say shortly after, that was right. But she was very ill. She was very ill. There was no way she could perform. So, of course, one thing, we got told off by visitors. I got told off for one thing. Would anybody like to have a guess what we were told off for? Bearing in mind we're English. In Yorkshire. No tea? No, no. Actually, there's a good point about the no tea. There was a bar downstairs and a certain brother said, no, 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 we're not opening the bar. Open the bar. We opened the bar so people hung around. And they sat down and had a beer or a coffee. We want them to stay with us. No, the only thing I was told off about was this. Why am I not contributing to this? That was fantastic. Contributing. Sorry, paying. The tickets were all free of charge. But you could only come in if you had a ticket. So I said to this particularly elderly, lovely lady, whoever she was, I said, you can contribute if you remember what I said about Wendy, who was very ill. We have a box at the front of the hall for whatever cancer charity. That's what we want from you. Oh, I'll be delighted to. So we raised money for cancer as well. The general public love that. They really do.
Modern sound.
Ooh. You mean like electric guitars, a bit of Led Zeppelin? Yeah, yeah. Well, we did have a drummer. Pardon?
Beatles.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, first of all, the drummer is my son Matthew. Yeah? Not at the Joseph. We did not have an orchestra for Joseph. We had professional backing track for that. Okay, you can get a backing track of purely the music
and the lead-ins and everything, so that was really helpful. Although we had Bob as well on the piano. Okay. And we made it fun. I mean, for example, do you know the bit in where Elvis is represented by Pharaoh? Whatever, that sort of stuff. And then there's one bit where it goes, dumba 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 da. Well, I did that. I was in the dark in the corner. So Alan is singing his Pharaoh bit, and then suddenly I run across the stage, barge him out of the way and go, dumba 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 da. You know, get a laugh. Get a laugh. In terms of the Christmas carol thing, yeah, we have all sorts of different instruments. Matthew will be on the drums, for example, but it's not heavy rock. He's drumming a beat towards a carol or whatever you might call it. Yeah. Okay? Anything my family want to add to that? Well, yeah, sorry, at the back. Just the last bit. How many came to? Oh, none. So therefore it's a complete and utter failure. And no, I'm not saying you were suggesting that, Marco. No. This is one of the points that we had to educate the ecclesia about. It's about them thinking, do you know they're all right then? But forgive me, I know this happened to Saul, but I've never known anybody walking down the road suddenly be blinded by light and think, oh, it's you, Lord. It's usually take a process of time. Okay? When somebody might, a few years later, not be feeling well and they get a leaflet through the door. You know? All those Christadelphians, they're all right then. That's what we're trying to achieve. Yeah. No. I'm afraid not. One of the proofs in the pudding was, I mean, I put a lot of effort and my thoughts into what I was going to say about Joe, and did say. I think we got two visitors. The education process from that would surely be that if you want to attract people, you've got to be attractive. And a straight talk, or however well or badly it's presented, if they don't come through the door, they've not come in. I didn't hear Jesus preach. But I don't think 5,000 or so went to listen to him because he gave a study class on the titles of the deity. He showed the titles of the deity by his behavior. And they wanted to meet him. And some would ridicule him. My dad said to me, who's always outspoken, but he's always positive towards anything I do, but he said to me, sometime before it went on, he said, son, you do realize you're going to get some criticism for this. You know, from the straight-talking conservative people. I said, Dad, I realize I will, but I don't care. I've not had any criticism. It's not me, it's us. But I was, I suppose, one of the people who was perceived to be the leaders. I'm not saying it's not there, but I've not seen it. And if anybody, there were, to be fair, I know there are a few people that came to the presentation, the evening, where I always believed they were sceptical. It's funny when something's a roaring success, how afterwards they say, yeah, I always thought it'd go well. It's funny you didn't put your hand up and do that before, you just get your hand up, but there you go. Marco, one at the back, Jim. Yeah, that's the mistake we made. But the problem with that was, and we did debate that with the choir, and we got Bob to do it as a director of psychology. The choir were absolutely exhausted and stretched to the limits. Some of them have, over the years, had health issues, nervous breakdown, things like that. And they couldn't, before we came to do it, they couldn't face the thought of doing it more than once. Jeremy and I were chomping at the bit, wanting them to do it more than once, two or three times. And they've not stomached it. But we now need to follow it up. Now it's amazing what people can do. Anybody can do. We can't all do everything, but we can all do a lot more. I'm not talking preaching, I'm just talking life. We can all do a lot more when the adrenaline's flowing and everything else. There was a question, Randy, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, and I might get upset when I talk about it. Well, But it's all right. Can I just ask you a question? What do you think I get out of coming to Manuka? A free holiday? Fellowship? What am I really looking for more than anything else? What's the most important thing in my life? I've got two lads. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about girlfriends. I'm not talking about that. No. I want them to see there's a body of Christ outside of Yorkshire. And that will enable them to grow. As it's enabled, me being here and Karen here, is enabling us to grow, meeting different people. But my lads are more important to me, for me, being here than I am. That's why I've been asked about youth conferences in England. Not because you particularly want to go to England, but because you want your kids to go to meet brothers and sisters, or potential brothers and sisters. All the youngsters who came involved in this, whether they are baptized or not, 50 years from now, they will remember that evening. Unless they become professional performers of Joseph on Broadway. And I tell you what, even if they do, they will still remember that evening. So it's sowing seeds not just for the general public. It's for the youngsters who are in the meeting. And it's enabling members of the ecclesia who didn't think they were able to do anything, do something. We had doorkeepers. We had ticket producers. We had designers, we had singers, and lots of them. We had caretaker, you know, we had all sorts of different roles. Jeremy Kirby wasn't seen. He spoke to me on average for about 3 months before the evening, about 2 hours a day. Thankfully, I have a job where I drive the car and he could ring me on the mobile. He was on the phone to me about 2 hours a day for about 3 months, and he wasn't seen because he's the project manager. He's a good project manager. Yeah. Oh, hi. By all means. By all means. I was asked if I was going to show it, and I thought, I'm rubbish with technology, so to show you bit clips of it, I'd mess it up. But I've got the DVD, and you can look at it. I might go and hide, because I'm on it quite a bit, and you can skip forward. You know, that's not nice. I mean, take it. Although, I must admit, I mean, there's many things I've got recorded with me on, and I've never listened to them. But I have listened to this because I have to listen to this, and I felt quite comfortable. So yeah, if you want to see it, you're welcome to see it. Okay. What time? Yeah. Yeah, I think that is. It would need to. I think if we were to do it again, what we would do, unlike the first time, because the obvious. When you're bearing in mind that Halifax Ecclesia, unlike many, say, in America, I presume, and Canada, I presume, within 15-mile radius of Halifax meeting, Ecclesia, you've got about, off the top of my head, about 15 Ecclesias. Maybe a bit more. No, I know. Now, what I'm saying, but, so, and some of those people in those Ecclesias have got immense talent. One of the photos, I nearly mentioned it, but I didn't. But you know, when you saw a picture of the looking at the audience, you wouldn't have noticed it. But there was a lady there, a sister there. Well, her husband, who for some reason wasn't on the picture, he's performed through schools. In fact, you might have even met him. He's spoken in all sorts of places in America. Dare I say this? Amended and unamended, doing his best. Roy Standeven. He was one of the few people we let have a ticket. He's an old man, he's 86. But he came with joy. He wanted to see what we were doing. Now, we've got lots of talent around. Initially, we wanted to just try and make it a Halifax event. But we had, Joseph was from a local ecclesia. I was gagging to do it, to be honest. I wanted to do it, but I couldn't do the words and singing. And Michael Grosvenor, Jacob was a brother from a nearby ecclesia. And one or two in the choir were from nearby ecclesias. If we did it again, I'm sure we'd open it up to the other ecclesias, because there are more people who wanted to hear it. My mum and dad didn't see it. They were desperate to go and said, sorry, mum. Sorry, dad, you can't go. You can't go. I'll let you see the DVD, but you can't go. My dad says, you did all right, spun, I suppose. I treat that as a big compliment, but there you go. Any other questions? The idea of ice cream sounds brilliant. Yes, Marco. Yes. Well, first of all, we did, I can't remember the statistics now, of the 160 that came that were visitors, ignoring the 12 staff that happened to see it, who were just there because they worked there, there was a good spread of those 160. There were people who were work colleagues, I forget how many, about 4 or 5 of my colleagues came with husband and wives. None of my neighbours came. They didn't want to know. Fair enough. One sister, as quiet as a mouse as she is, well, generally speaking she is, but she brought about 20 people, 25 people. It's quite intriguing who brings the people. It's not the outspoken people who bring all the people. Blooming heck, you think I want to go listening to him all night? Whew. It's quite a show. And obviously, I wouldn't say this in my own ecclesia, some people brought nobody. And it's not because they are unable to do it. They thought, this is going to be a flop. I'm certain that that is the case, that they had no concept whatsoever as to what it was all about. And we had to keep batting people down. Forgive me if you don't like this idea, but if you imagine this is the hall and the audience are up there, we as a choir and everybody else came in from downstairs, up a staircase. And one sister, lovely sister, she said, just an idea which we had to gently crush. As we're walking up the stairs, why don't we sing, what was the hymn, Karen? Oh, it's gone out of my head. Well-known, lovely hymn. Why don't we all sing, wish it'd come back. Anyway, why don't we all sing this hymn? And my immediate thought was, yeah, that's a lovely idea. And Jeremy says, yeah, that's a lovely idea. And I said, well, then they'll think we're a right bunch of nutters. They've come to see Joseph. If you want to sing them those hymns, tell them what they're coming to listen to. So, it's not always easy, you sisters, to bat a sister down, because take it from me, you're more fearsome than the brethren. But it had to happen. And she understood, she's a lovely girl. It had to happen. So you've got to keep a tight control on these things. Okay. I'm not sure if I finished off your point there, Marco. I can't remember what. But, oh, yeah. Some obviously are, and obviously always have been. For example, the ones who are my clients, they're the ones who bring it up, not me. I mean, I had a couple of clients where I just said, I mean, I tried to say to a few people, they said, you know, well, we don't know how to ask people. I said, well, I'll tell you how I did it. What you mustn't do is say, I really want you to come to listen to a presentation on Joseph. There's a ticket, you better come, because it's last come, you know, first come, first served. I tell you what I did with my clients, and I've said this to a number of people. I just said, oh, by the way, I'm not bothered. It doesn't matter if you're not interested, but our church, we use the word ecclesia, but not in that context. Our church are doing a performance of Joseph. Have you ever heard of it? Oh, yeah, I love that. Oh, it's great. Oh, I've wanted to hear that. Well, we're doing it. Oh, I'd like to come. Well, before you come, I must point out to you, it's not a straight performance. It's most of the songs, and unfortunately, you'll have to listen to me. Oh, that's all right. And some said they couldn't come because they worked on the ambulance service and things like that. And some have said, I wish I could have come. I've heard from Maggie or whatever her name is. She went. She said it was brilliant. People who were not there want to hear it, want to see it. You're Americans. You do everything bigger and better than we do. Well, you do. You do. You can do it. Cut out the ones that you shouldn't be singing because you don't approve of the words, which is not many of them, okay? And try and do a professional performance, and your objective is not to convince them to come to Christadelphia for the rest of their lives. Your objective is to give them a good show, to explain. My role about talking about Joseph, which you'll all know, but the life of Joseph is basically the Bible message. Okay? It's about death and resurrection. It's about life. It's about mistakes. It's about forgiveness. It's about repentance. It's about all of these different things. And you just gently go through that. And at the end of it, if you get one person for the cost of $3,000 or whatever dollars saying, do you know what? They're all right, them Christadelphians. Rather than them turning to the Samaritans when they have a car crash or a depression or whatever, maybe they'll ring you up. Because take it from me, I think we are a lovely bunch of people. But we never say that. Well, we don't in England. We are, you know, my colleagues, Colin in particular, who is an older man, he's a lovely man. So you go into America, and who are you going to stay with? Well, we're staying in accommodation with Christadelphia. All right. Have you met him before? No? I know you think I'm odd, Colin, but honestly, it's lovely. He came. He thought it was brilliant. You know, he's a religious man. I'll finish off. Don't just tell him about the devil. Thank you.